Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me this morning, bright and early, is Dr. Renee Carr of the Carr Advisory Group. Dr. Renee, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I am fine.
Excellent. And I'm sitting in the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area. Where are you calling in from this morning?
Maryland.
Okay, so we're not that far away. East Coast
no.
is rocking it in the house. Yeah. Excellent. Well, I have been really inspired by the work that you have been doing, and it's really my pleasure to have you as a guest on the show today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think folks are going to be very pleasantly surprised by the journey that you've had, which really starts with, you as a young child. So I've had the pleasure of sort of getting the personal version. And so I would love for you to share with our guests, what was that significant story? What in your background really put you on the path to being the entrepreneur that you are today and leading up the Carr Advisory Group?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, when I was younger, I was always interested into theater and acting and putting on plays in our neighborhoods. My father was in the military, so wherever we would go, I would create these plays in different cities or different countries or whatever. So I really had the acting bug. I wanted to be the next Donna Summer, and, of course, my parents weren't thrilled about that. They wanted me to get a quote-unquote real job. In accounting, my school assessments told me I'd be a good accountant. So I, went to school as, college, had a double major of accounting and theater, continued until then. But I eventually found that I really enjoyed psychology. So I went to psychology, ended up having a practice. I was always on doing media interviews, ended up being behind the scenes. People would ask me questions, the other on-air talent who were high-profile people. And so that kind of led me into meeting and being exposed to a lot of other high-profile people, me and myself wanting to be, on a larger platform. And so now the clients that I work with the Carr Advisory Group are people who either are in high-visibility positions in entertainment, they're politicians, or they're executives who are high achievers, and they may have a different set of needs.
Wow. So when you say different set of needs, to what degree did your background and passion about theater and your ability to pick up and go to different cities, how has your background sort of well equipped you to work with folks with, as you say, different needs, very specialized needs?
Right. Well, being in the military, when you're younger, you have to hit the ground running. So you're going to a new place, and usually school will start like the next day. So not only are you living someplace differently, but you're also having to go to a whole different, you're meeting a whole bunch of other new different kids at different schools, different rules. And so you learn how to adapt quickly. Now, of course, as a psychologist, you either can adapt and become, when you're an extrovert, you'll thrive, or you're an introvert, and that may kind of, be more damaging. But I'm an extrovert, so it ended up working out well for me. And then, the needs as far as being, I'm also a high achiever, and so I noticed that what I'd like to do as far as the unique needs is that when you are usually an entrepreneur, you're kind of like by yourself figuring it out, and you're following what no one else has done before. And if you're a high achiever, people may think, oh, well, you're doing this and you're on TV, or you have this award, you should be fine. But then they don't recognize that there are a lot of stresses and struggles that people, they minimize because they feel as if you have, quote-unquote, arrived, but then that person who is an high achiever still feels as if they have things that are unfulfilled or they have untapped potential, and they don't often have someone they can talk to. Or if they have reached, you know, the pinnacle of their success, then at that time, if they don't want to lose it, so then they don't have anyone they could actually confidentially ask questions or get advice from without it hurting their status or their credibility.
Wow. So that is a very special perspective. And in doing that, talk a little bit more about the connection between theater and psychology and service business, you know, being in the service of others to help them be successful and feel safe and be successful.
Okay. Well, in all of my, you know, childhood plays that I would put on, I was always into acting. And then I ended up winning an acting scholarship. And my father was like, you know, you've been acting around the house for free. You're not going to go, you know, go to school for that. So then I decided, okay, well, I have a double major. So I chose accounting and theater. And then when I got to school, I found that when I was in college, because I had a double major and I was also very involved in campus activities, that the theater rehearsals took up so much time that I couldn't really get everything done. So then I ended up being in charge of like the productions or the box office or the marketing of it, or I would do impromptu plays. And because I'm very good at being, you know, just putting me, you know, again, being military, throwing me down, I'll do the impromptu skit or whatever I need to get done. So I would specialize in doing those. When I was in just psych, and then I, you know, then of course I graduated from that, went to school a few different times. One of my degrees was in, my first degree was my master's in psychology. So then I tried to add in psychodrama, which helps people to actually experience their emotions and understand processes or identify solutions through acting. And so that was my way of trying to merge the two and to help people, you know, have breakthroughs. And so then I, you know, was doing that. And then when I lead it, then, of course, you know, being on the TV helped me to help other people, you know, see what I do. But that was how I was able to merge in the psychology with the acting and then helping people. And then, of course, a lot of times it helps when you're, you know, actually working with someone. Okay, well, imagine if you're putting yourself in someone else's shoes. So it's still a form of acting, but on a higher level. So I'm able to even, you know, even still today, help people who need to just, you know, step out of their current situation and look at it from a different lens, especially if you're working with families or other individuals. And then if I'm working with people who are in the entertainment industry and they are actors, sometimes they get so into their role they forget about what reality is. Then I use it in a reverse acting to help them just be more realistic with what's happening in life, and then it's not as dramatic or as intense as it makes seem, and therefore I can help them reduce their stress or anxiety.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Thanks so much for breaking that down. And it is fascinating as I have conversations with entrepreneurs to see how the past and the present come together in this sort of wonderful interplay. It's almost like braiding hair. You know, there's two or three parts that when they come together, it's like, wow, this unique combination is how this individual serves others well and really speaks to their own strengths. So you, in working with high-profile entertainers, politicians, executives, and some of the work that you've done in the past, I'm sure there are success stories that you can share with us, pieces of that success. What's one example where, you know, when you look back, you can say, you know, I made a difference and this person acknowledged it in a way that I can publicly share the results that I helped them achieve.
Well, I have a few success stories that I'm proud of. One is, I guess, a recent example. We had, you know, the elections, and so the clients that we had a 90% success rate in helping them to become elected. And that was just based off of voter psychology and helping them to understand a different way of thinking about psychology. So a lot of my successes are based off of people seeing things in a different way of how they can use psychology, like you mentioned. With the, if you're an entrepreneur, you know, as a psychologist, I'm able to go through people's histories and see how their beliefs and thought patterns and habits developed. And then I'm also able to help identify, you know, part of what their purpose is. So I kind of like add all those things together. And so whether it's the politicians that I've worked with, I've also been involved with a lot of other, you know, I had a lot of national tragedies lately. And so, you know, I'm a consultant for, you know, the police department, or I'm a consultant for communities that need to understand healing and how that happens, or how anger and hostility happens, how racism develops. So I can't give a lot of confidential client names, but those are, you know, bigger things. You know, I also did some of the, for TV1 and BET, I did some of the psychological profiling for the Malvo, you know, D.C. snipers. So that was something else. It would just kind of help people understand from a psychological perspective why people do some of the things that they do, to try to help give empathy to just understanding how situations can happen. I do work for, like, Georgetown University. They've had different situations there that might be you know, unexpected. You know, if a person, you know, is, you know, dies, you know, on the, you know, on the scene at a place you don't expect in the office, you know, that's very traumatic. So helping people, you know, to overcome that. I've also worked with a few companies with their corporate executives. A lot of, you know, I'm in the metropolitan D.C. area, so with the major airlines here, and also with other other, you know, major like construction companies, helping them to recognize how their personalities as leaders impacts their leadership style, and how that trickles down to, you know, the person who's, you know, the last person on the totem pole, and how they can create a culture of influence and energy based off of how they, you know, just off their leadership style, and how they can change how they communicate, or they can change colors on the wall. Different things that people don't expect from a psychological perspective of how they could be more successful.
So you really are in the business of, as you work with individuals, helping those individuals that impact many, many more, whether it's the police department or being on TV and explaining something, or working with an executive. So your work impacts potentially thousands.
Yes, my what I found, you know, in my progression with life and with, you know, the business and being an entrepreneur, is that, you know, I love what I do. I'm great at it. I'm thankful for it. But there's only so many hours in a day. And then after I became married and then I had a baby, I had even less time. And so I was thinking, okay, well, how can I maximize my time as well as my expertise? And so I just tapped into, if I'm working with high-profile people, and if I'm working with just that 1 hour, and if that one person can then impact 10,000 or more people, then I have quantified and multiplied my ability to help other people. So that was one of the main reasons of working with high-profile people, is that I could have maximized impact of the skills that I'm able to use. You know, and I guess, lack of a better word, trying to have an increased return on my investment.
Potential, there, you know, that translation between potential and performance. And even I've worked with some folks that talk about profitability not only in monetary, but profitability in terms of people psychologically feeling like they've received benefits, they're able to share benefits. So that increased return on investment, definitely get that from a business perspective as well as a community perspective. Dr. Renee, what's a favorite quote or quotes that motivate you as a leader? You're in the business of giving to others, supporting others, helping others be their best. And how do you sort of fill or refill your well?
Well, I don't really have a quote, but I just have a belief in purpose. And so the belief in purpose is what underscores a lot of, you know, a lot of the questions or doubts you may have or insecurities, or even if you're having like a, you know, a struggle or a challenge with the business or with a client, then I just remember, okay, well, this is my purpose, and therefore this is small challenge compared to the bigger goal.
So that helps you put things into perspective.
Perspective, right. Because it's like, you know, I just mentioned being a mother. So it's like with, you know, childbirth and labor, which I was in labor for 7 days, by the way. And so so it's like, okay, well, you know, this is very, you know, it's painful, it's uncomfortable, but at the end it will be something that's beautiful and something that I've longed for. And so whenever, you know, you feel like, okay, well, is this working? You know, now they're introducing some type of new social media platform. Should we do it? What's the purpose of it? Is it matching our purpose? And so it's like, oh, I'm dealing with this politician who's an absolute train wreck. You know, so it's like, okay, well, you know, well, why am I doing this? And it's like, okay, well, at the end of the day, it's not this one purpose. It's not this tweet. It's not this platform. It's, you know, I'm, you know, answering the call of the calling, and that just, that helps me to see that it's not, it's the beautiful end that I'm looking for.
Wow. That is great perspective. And the tidbit that you shared of 7 days of childbirth, you know, that does put pain into perspective and the beauty, the emphasizing the outcome, the opportunity, in fact, to bring another person into the world who then grows up and contributes to the world. Really, really powerful. Well, Dr. Renee, I'm sure as people are listening, they're wondering how can they get in touch with you if they are, in fact, a high visibility entrepreneur or politician or executive, or they may just want to get in touch with you because they want to have you come and speak at an event or interact with them in a different way. What's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Our website is caradvisorygroup.com. So it's CARRadvisorygroup.com. And also, you can also call our office, 443-770-2967. And then the email address is info@caradvisorygroup.com.
Terrific. Life is sometimes very complicated and seems awfully dramatic. So I'm going back to your days in theater. What's a tip that you could share with some of the entrepreneurs that are listening when they feel that that drama or that overwhelm? You identified something that you do, which is go back to your belief and purpose. If someone's not able to focus on that right away, what's maybe a baby step that they can do on a regular basis?
Well, I guess using the drama analogy, if you think about as an entrepreneur, you are the author of the play, meaning that you are the author, the director of your business. And each day is your vision and your mission. And so the main goal will be is to make sure that you are enjoying what you're doing for the majority of the time. You're not going to like every single thing. But if it's becoming where it's more of a dread for you to do, then think of using that emotional sign as an indicator of maybe I should do something differently, or I should try a different target market, or maybe my brand is not as clear to me as I am promoting it to be. So I would just say, if you're experiencing an unpleasant, you know, emotion as far as your business is concerned and you don't like it, or you're not having the outcomes that you want, then look internally to what would I like to experience, and then work from that as a motivation to change.
Wow, very, very powerful. You are involved in a number of activities. What are, you know, your, when I look at your profile, psychologist, life coach, business coach, executive and personal coach, as you think about the evolution of your business, where is the CAR Advisory Group, and what can we come to expect from your group maybe 5 years from now? How can we support you in your success trajectory, especially since you impact those who influence so many others?
Well, I think that my career and the different businesses evolved kind of like, you know, the advice that I just gave. You know, at one point, you know, the goal was to just have a private practice. And then I felt, okay, I need to do more, or I'm not happy with just this. So then I just kept trying different things. And so, you know, it led to maybe I should just be a life coach. Maybe I should be an executive coach. Or maybe we should have an addiction practice. Or maybe we should do this and we should do that. So I would try different things and, you know, under, you know, different levels. And then when I thought about how I could best use my best gifts, then that was how the CAR Advisory Group, you know, came into play. It's the best use of my best gifts and the best use of my time. And so for the CAR Advisory Group, I expect it to just be at a higher level, as you know, as far as national, you know, probably recognition. A lot of our clients, you still won't know, because we do pride ourselves on confidentiality, so people can be authentic and we could, you know, truly help them. But so maybe our name would be, you know, just be known. And my personal goal is to also have a national radio show where it's for every person, not just high profile people. And as far as advice, the radio show would be an advice-oriented radio show. So whether it's the CAR Advisory Group, where it's more personal advice and we're there as their confidant and expertise, you know, and in their organization or in their political campaign or in their career, the radio show would be with more just, you know, Dr. Renee or Dr. Carr, and I'm answering whoever calls who has a struggle and they're not living as successfully or as happily as they want, then they're able to call and get advice at no charge.
Wow. That is wonderful. Sharing aspirations. Again, I am confident that the listeners of Significant Business Results Radio will support you as you step into the national stage with your business and your aspirations. So thank you for sharing those with us.
Thank you.
Part of being a supportive entrepreneurial community is understanding, as you say, one's own gifts and then identifying ways of having those supported and being at your best. We are really approaching the end of the interview. I appreciate you being available this morning. Would you share with the audience one more time how they can get in touch with you, Dr. Renee Carr, and the CAR Advisory Group?
Sure. The website is caradvisorygroup.com. That's C-A-R-R advisorygroup.com. There's a contact page on there, or you could also call the office at 443-770-2967. Email address is info@caradvisorygroup.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you, and I look forward to hearing more about you. Again, I'm more than happy to be part of your support group and cheering squad as you continue doing what you do and expand into the national stage. So have
Thank
a great
you.
Labor Day weekend, and please feel free to call on us and the Significant Business Results Radio listeners to support you as you grow.
Sure, sure. Thank you. Anything I can do to help, feel free to call me as well.
Thank you. And so, folks, there you have it, Significant Business Results Radio, impactful and insightful, entrepreneurs from around the world. Join us as we continue to share the stories.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.